Dictation for David Allen, A-L-L-E-N, March 2454, addresses a letter to Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, Clump, K-L-U-M, P.S. in Paul, P-A, A-10-600-7852. Dear Mrs. Clump, consultation Mr. Allen, chronic kidney disease, history of diabetes, hypertension. He's aware of kidney problems for a number of years. Prior acute kidney injury, back in February 2021, complications of elective right-sided total knee replacement with a severe blood loss anemia from the surgery, developing THF decompensation, pleural effusion, pulmonary edema, acute and chronic renal failure, did not require dialysis, creatinine peaking that opportunity to 3.8, baseline was 1.8 before events, at the time of discharge 2.0, has history of irritable bowel syndrome, diabetes historically has been poorly controlled with A1C around 12, presently he's trying to follow in a diet, weight is down from 370s to 259, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies abdominal pain, frequent loose stools from the irritable bowel syndrome without any blood melena, has 4 minutes of the urine, he still has his prostate, some frequency nocturia 2-3 times, no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood, presently no gross edema, has neuropathy but no ulcerations or claudication symptoms, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, has history of atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, denied chest pain, palpitation, syncope, minor dyspnea, denies the use of oxygen, questioned sleep apnea, but has never been tested, inhalers as needed, no purulent material hemoptysis, supposed to do salt fluid restriction, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding, nose gums, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, hypertension, obesity, hyperlipidemia. Irritable bowel syndrome, osteoarthritis, congestive heart failure, preserved ejection fraction, history of gout, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulation, prior complete heart block, did not require pacemaker. Next paragraph, surgery is gallbladder, right-sided total knee replacement, prior trauma to the skull when he was 6 years old, requiring surgery to correct the defect, a number of colonoscopy, benign polyps, left side shoulder repair. Next paragraph, side effects, allergies, acupril with swelling of the tongue. Next paragraph, never smoke, occasionally beers, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include aspirin, potassium, Demadex, Aldactone, Hydralazine, Norvasc, Farxiga, Eliquis, B12, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, medication list, review system as indicated above, otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, present weight 259, blood pressure 158.86 on the right, 164.84 on the left, obesity, 69 inches tall, alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, normal speech, no palpable neck masses, thyroid or lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruit JBD, lung distant clear, no appears to be regular, no arrhythmia today, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no palpable liver, spleen, bruits, ascites or masses, very obese abdomen, pulses are palpable but decreased, no gross edema, a scar from a prior burn on the internal aspect of the right ankle, no neurological deficits, I review discharge summary from February 7, February 16, 2021, as indicated above, complications of the knee surgery. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from October. Creatinine at 2.4 for a GFR around 27, that will be stage 4. Normal sodium potassium metabolic acidosis down to 17. Normal calcium albumin. Liver function test not elevated. Diabetes A1C down to 8.3. Gross proteinuria more than 300. He was 797 milligrams per gram. Elevated cholesterol. Triglycerides, low HDL, anemia 12.7, normal platelet count, minor increase of white blood cell and neutrophils. Recently ferritin, B12, folic acid normal, iron saturation borderline low at 20. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, PKD stage 4, long-term history of uncontrolled diabetes, hypertension, presently stage 4, chemistries in a regular basis, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, continuous salt fluid restriction, he's allergic to ACE inhibitors, gross proteinuria but non-nephrotic syndrome, metabolic acidosis might require bicarbonate replacement, monitor nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, monitor PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, monitor anemia for potential EPO treatment. Symptoms of enlargement of the prostate, but nothing to suggest urinary retention. Documented THF with preserved ejection fraction, prior paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Remains anticoagulated, not on beta blockers or rate control, tolerating aldactone among other blood pressure medicines, blood pressure in the office higher than we would like to see. Our goal should be around 130 over 75 or below. 130 over 75 or below. We will adjust accordingly given that this is the first visit. All issues discussed with the patient, we will follow with you and of dictation.